This is program number LW2771. Well, here's an interesting tidbit. Hi, this is Larry West. It was written by a fellow by the name of George Tolan, written for the board of directors of the American Atheist Center in Austin, Texas. Now, it was written in a solicitation letter to its members. Here's what George wrote. It is demonstrated to you again and again, 150 to 200 families can keep an enormous church going, furnish a home for the minister, have a Sunday school established, purchase television time by the hour, provide a church which can cost $250,000, put a secretary, a minister, and an assistant minister on salary, publish a church paper, obtain church buses, and 50 million American atheists can't keep one atheist center going. Now, those are George's words, a direct quote. You know, how much you believe in something or how much you don't shows up. It's sort of like the young romantic who wrote a note one day to his girlfriend. He said, I'd swim the deepest oceans, I'd climb the highest mountains, I'd face starvation in the hottest desert, I'd crawl through the thickest jungles just to be near your side. You are the music in my song, the paint on my canvas, the flowers in my garden. You are the light of my life. Then he scribbled a P.S. I'll be over tonight if it doesn't rain. It shows up where your heart really is. Once there was a fella, and this is a true story, who ruled his army somewhere close to the Euphrates River. Now, this happened a long time ago, way over there in the Mediterranean area. His name was Tabair. Well, one day, Tabair was about to be attacked by an army that outnumbered him 6-1. The commander of the opposing army sent a couple of messengers to Tabair. They said to him, our master sent us to tell you that if you don't surrender within 24 hours, he's going to unleash his army against you. Well, when Tabair heard that, what he said, I think you'll find a little staggering. He said, just a moment. And he turned to one of his men standing not far from him. And what he said to that fella and what that fella did makes it obvious that we can know where his heart was. You see, Tabair turned to that soldier and said, you, I want you dead, dead this moment. That man, right there on the spot, pulled out a dagger. There were no words that passed between him and Tabair. That man stabbed himself to death that very moment, right there. Then Tabair turned to another one of his men not far away, and shouting to him, he said, you, I want you dead, into the ravine right now. That fella ran to the ravine, no ifs, ands, or buts about it. He threw himself down headlong, and they took him up dead. Well, those two messengers, their two eyeballs looked like white jawbreakers. They couldn't believe what they saw. Tabair turned to them and said, listen, I've got an inner corps of troops, 500 strong, and they're all just like those two. Now you go and tell your boss that if he doesn't surrender to me within 24 hours, I'm going to turn these guys loose on him. History says that within 12 hours, he had that opposing commander chained to his dogs. Now those two fellows who committed suicide right there on the spot, they sacrificed themselves for something they believed in. You knew where their hearts were. In fact, Tabair knew where their hearts were. And in fact, not just of them, but of the 500 more he talked about. What you really believe, I mean down deep inside, becomes obvious. It shows up. You know, George Tolan, whose letter I read to you at the outset today concerning the atheists, says he knows of 50 million who can't keep one atheist center going. Bit of news is worth at least a little snicker. But before we do it, I wonder how many people there are who claim to be patriotic, but who never vote, or who claim to be a Christian, but who never go to church, who claim to care about what God wants, but who never read the Bible. What a fella really believes down deep inside shows up. It becomes obvious where his heart really is. A long time ago, Jesus Christ, referring to some of those in the crowd one day that he was speaking to, said, these people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. What a fella really believes down deep inside shows up. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. I have a Bible study course I'd love to send to you. It's free. Write me for it in care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.